So let's get back into this. So the question is, again, the question is going to be, before we were dealing with a case of where the injury and the attachment, and let's say the tzmachim are all like in one line, okay? I mean, I can locate the source of the injury and tie it right back to the attachment. The Ramban quotes, let's just do the first thing. The Ramban quotes Rav Haigon, who says that, no, he says, but if it's in a makom acher, meaning if the injury is here, and the sircha is northbound, let's say it's over there, then he holds Abi Treif, right? Okay. Before you ask your question. And then, the injury is south, the sircha is north. North. Okay. The second machlokas, okay, read the Itur. Okay, actually, read the Ramban. I'm sorry, read the Ramban again. V'havi yodea.
V'havi yodea, d'chei t'linan.
When we attribute, right, good, when we attribute to the injury and the very good, right? Hani Mili, which case?
This case.
No, no.
Which? I mean, which?
Yeah, Hani Mili, the Nafka Sircha Makom Makeh, where we can see the Sircha
from the
Makom Makeh. Right.
So, of all Makom Makarlo, but a different place is that it's not, or it's not considered, there's no correlation.
Right.
Okay, the Philus Rukh of Makom Makeh.
Okay, now it's the second point. The afilu srucha makom makeh, but let's say there is a srucha right at the point of the injury. Srucha nami shlo makom makeh. Let's say there's also an attachment not at the location of the injury, right? Asurin. And that's Rav Haigon. Okay, so there's two statements he makes, two positions. Position one is, if there's a distance between the source of the injury and the attachment, that's treif. And point two is that if the majority, let's say you have a lot of attachments are injury-based, right, or caused by the injury, but then you have a couple stray attachments not related to the injury, or over here, right, outside of the bracket, that's treif also. The Iter comes along and says, no. V'hua din hecha, the second line there.
Should I just read the poem?
Yeah.
Zika maka bedopin.
Salka.
The sirka maka.
The kshera. So he says, it's rove. If rove of them can be tied back to the injury, right, then we can say these are also part of that as well. Now, of course, the Itur does agree with what?
That it's a problem?
No. What does he agree with? Right. In this case, he agrees it's treif. You have to say that. The Itur, the guy who says, if rove of these are tied to the injury, this one is kosher, but would agree that if I have this distance,
you
of break,
two.
Well, if I have injury and attachment, right, and they're separated from each other, even he would agree with Rav Hai that it's treif. Meaning, right? So, okay, you could say that. I'm not against saying that, but right now, just let's put it this way: this is Rav Hai, okay, and this is Rav Hai versus the Itur, right? But even the Itur would agree that this is usher. Okay? That's important. He would agree with Rav Hai Tzasser. That's not even a question. Okay? Oh, let's look at the Rush real briefly. What was the Rush, eh? Shaz and Shu was a Rush. Kla Chaf Simon Chaf Ches.
Uma?
Yeah. He says, Uma Sheka Saftam, Ima Sierch Yote, Simis Peshek Saskos, Makam Shever. Okay, now, what's the case here? Read it. There's a case where what? The attachment comes out from where?
Imla.
Well, Chutz Mi Makam Shever. What's Shever? Yeah. So, like, let's say you broke a rib, okay? When it was kicked, there was a broken rib, right? And you see the sircha coming from there, right? Right. So, meaning that this case here, the injury is here, okay? And the attachment's here. So he says, Ika mandashari.
Ika mandashari. In rov has sircha b'makom hamaka. Umayot chutz b'makom hamaka. Talzulan b'makom.
Right, so if most of it is by the injury and the minority is not, we go by rov. That's what holds mutter. But
Chanuyos.
The talina meruba. Stores. Oh, the case. Oh, hold on. The case would be like, let's say you have. Let's say you find a piece of treif meat. A piece of meat that's unknown, and there's nine kosher stores and one treif store. Right, yeah.
Marova,
Well, let's get down a little bit. The Sircha Achas, you see that, the period there?
Ein Lomar.
So you don't say that when it comes to Sirchas, and you have a line of them that half came from the injury, half came from the lung. You never say that. You can't give like a dual existence to them. You can't say, well, these will attribute to lung, and these will attribute to maka. You can't say that. Elavade makam echaba. Rather, for sure, they came from one spot. Right. The kevan d'ika reusa b'dofen. Since we have a reusa in the dofen, that's the key line there. We have a bad simon in the wall. Uvrei leka reusa. We have nothing in the lung. Vada talina midofen. Okay. Asa. Okay. Stop. So now let's take up Rav Haigon first. The first step. So you have an attachment, right? You have an injury, and then let's say a few inches above that you have your sircha. Okay. So Raf has a great question. That's your cue. When I separate it out, I don't see any evidence of maka.
There's no evidence of a hit on the wall.
Right, and there's no evidence of smachim. What do I say?
Right. There's nothing, there's no evidence of
okay, good.
Good.
Great question, right? Because you should. As Raf is saying, is that when you look at this, why don't you just ignore the injury, right? Either if you take the injury into account, then for sure it's kosher. And why don't you just ignore the injury, treat it as an unidentified sirah, a non-evidence based sirah, and we'll say non-evidence-based sirah. We'll say it comes from the wall. That's the question, right? That's a fabulous question. Very, very good question. Everyone's brave here, has answers. Yosef Chaim. Josh, we'll get back to you. Right, you're third. Yeah.
So I think going along.
Right, exactly. In other words, you understand what I'm saying? Right. See, that's a beautiful answer. Mm-hmm. Nice and easy. In other words, when you have no, when there's an attachment and there's no evidence of any injury at all. So what is the Ramban says in that situation, you could be Tola Maka Bedofen, even though there's no evidence of it. Right. Okay. I mean, I can never say no to quantum svara. So yes. No. So Isaac's saying that this isn't a lack of evidence. This is evidence. This is evidence. You know what this is evidence of? This is evidence that I know one thing for sure. What? And therefore what? No. But why do you see now it's treif? No. You were saying good before. No.
I don't think it works.
Yeah. No, but that's not what happens. An injury creates, at least for now, an injury creates an attachment at the point of injury. Now, what do you have here? You have an injury here and here, right? Now, if I just had this, right? So since I have no evidence, I have the right to say, I won't say quite quantum, but I have the right to say that even though there's no evidence of makom
adofen,
I have because exactly. Since I know it's a treifus. No, but here's the no. The problem is, I'm going to put it this way. The problem is when I have this here, I can no longer. I'm just going to try the mechanism. I can no longer make use of the mechanism of tolda maka bedofen. The injury in the wall here prevents me from making use of the kula of that. There's an injury in the wall there because there's no injury because there is an injury in the wall here.
Why does that make it any less likely that there's an injury in the
wall? Maybe if it would have got injured, it would have been away. If it got injured, it didn't.
In other words, the injury here, the injury according to Ramban, the injury here removes my ability to rely on the. I will put it as I'll say the quantum kula.
Yeah, why is that?
Because the only reason why I'm able to rely on this here, why can I rely on this here?
Because it could have been a
different thing. Right? No, I know. Because okay, I'll put it a different way. In other words, it's true that I can't use this causally to ascertain this being as the source of the attachment.
Right.
That I can't do. But there is a causal relationship here. What's the causal relationship?
What? I was
Why not?
No.
Okay, I can't. You can't conceptually. You can't tell me that this led to this being forming. That you can't say. Right? But what can you say though? What? No, but that's what we say in the end. We say strafe. Yeah, that's what we say strafe. Yeah. When he says, if I have no evidence, okay, I need evidence. Because you need, I'll tell you why, because you need positive evidence to show me that this is a problem in the lung. If I don't have positive evidence, which would require some of them. Oh, I'll tell you, beforehand I said that you need positive evidence on the lung. Right. So now this move by the Ramban is forcing him to modify himself by saying what? By saying that it's that I can only make use of this kula, right, if there's
evidence that there could be.
Correct. No, but here... No, see, but here, if there's an injury here, what can I say for sure? If there's an injury here, what can I say for sure? There's no injury up there.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
right.
How can you say that?
Because it's over here. No, but I don't mean, no. Again, because I keep falling into this trap. I'm not saying because most probably or not or possible. What I'm saying is that I'm making use of a kula. It's called toleb makeh bedofen. It's a leniency. Right, I make use of a halachic leniency. Does it matter if there's actually any evidence? There's no evidence here, right? But I got to make a decision. So why do I? It's irrelevant if it's possible. Let's assume it's 1% possible. Okay, but that creates a category called now I'm mako, right? I'm able to be lenient.
But you can only be mako on somebody if there's a possibility that it's possible.
Yes.
Not that
problem,
but that it's
a logical possibility. No. The problem is that. We don't know what to do here, right? Do we say this is a trefa or not? The only way it could be a trefa is how?
Evidence.
Right, there has to be positive evidence, okay? If there's no positive evidence of anything on the lung, all I've left with is what? I can't just leave it as is, right? So now I look for something to get me out of it, right? I try to be makel. So now if I actually see a wound, I'm for sure I can be makel. I have evidence. But let's say I have no evidence. So now the question is, what do I do if I have no evidence? What do I do now? So Nachman would say, but why? Not because it most probably came from the Makom HaDofen, but no. So one reason why, because when I have no evidence, I extend the reality of Makom HaDofen to even a halachic reality, meaning that I look at this, I treat this as if it's Makom HaDofen. I treat it that way. Not just actually Makom HaDofen at all, but I give it the quality, the property of Makom HaDofen. Oh, but the only reason why I'm able to do that is because I have nothing pointing me in any direction. Okay? Now, what he's saying here is if I have this here... Okay, yeah. You understand where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
I want to make sure you don't... In other words, it's true that, insofar as on a biological level, there's no relationship, there's no causal relationship between the injury and the attachment. But halachically, there's a relationship.
Yeah.
But what's the nature of relationship? It's okay, your ability to rely on the kula. That's what it's doing. It's saying this means that this... I mean, Ariel put it well. He said this like healthy wall. But what he means to say is that I can't make use of this kula anymore. It removes my ability to use it because I have evidence of something. There is some evidence here. What? Yes, because I got injured further. No, but you're being a little too extreme. I know you keep saying far away. It's not really a far away case. It's close enough that we say that because I don't care if it's what do you call it? If it's let's say it's a 10-foot long and the attachment's up there and
so you
the injury.
That that's positive evidence. That it's not evidence.
Right.
This is fine, but this whole.
It means that now, I can't, it's not positive evidence, but it means now I can't say anymore that there's no evidence. That's the point. I can't say anymore there's no evidence. Right, exactly. No, because it's a kula. It's not establishing halakhic reality, it's saying that we're makel. We're saying that the wall itself, this is the key point, this is such an important point. We're saying the wall itself, when I say in the case of an attachment where I have no evidence either way, what they're saying is that I attribute properties of makeh bedofen abstractly, not really, because there's no sign of injury. But what I say is that I give it the quality of makeh bedofen, like the properties abstractly, not that there's an actual injury there. But that's a kula. I can only make use of that leniency if there's nothing else that tells me otherwise. And so what the chiddush of the Ramban is, because there's an injury here. Okay.
Maybe the wall is not something
bruised. Right. Right, exactly. In other words, what it's saying is that It got injured here. Right, exactly. Right, exactly. In fact, we'll have to call this positive and I. Okay? Do you want to make it mathematical?
Or you just didn't know whether it was an injury.
Correct. Now you know that. Correct. Now you have knowns. Right. That's the brilliance of this. Okay? That wasn't my original spar, by the way. What? Oh, no, because it's not that. In other words, rather than say, this is your tola lahakel, right? Your tola dof on lahakel, because you have no evidence. You have evidence here. You know what the evidence is? Like you were saying before, there's an injury here, and there's evidence of no injury there. And I can't use the kula anymore. It doesn't mean, by the way, it's interesting. The one flaw in it, the one modification necessary. No. The only flaw is that because before, and it was so easy to say, if I have positive evidence of a trefa, I could say it's a problem. Here, it's funny because he's saying that I just can't make use of the kula.
No, this implicit evidence.
I don't know, which is fine.
You can use implicit evidence. Right. I don't think it's making use of the kula. You say it's implicit evidence.
Okay, great. Okay, that's good. Very good. Okay? Come on, it makes sense. You have to say this. You have to say this. You have to say this. What's the other side? Well, okay, no, you mean the machlokas there.
Yeah.
We didn't define that yet. Okay, now comes the next step. All right, but now the question is, all right, good. Now the question is that, but what do you say about, what do you say when you have seven attachments from an injury and the eighth one stands on its own, right? So there, the Rav Haigon says, even there also, you say what? You say that, that a gong.
No.
So even there, yes. So the Rav Haigon, who was a Gaon, says that if the majority are injury based, but some of them are not, I don't care, it's still treif. But Ether says no. Ether says that if the majority are injury based, but a few are not, that's kosher. Why? What's the machlokas? So let's look at Rav Hai. Rav Hai is easy. What does Rav Hai hold? Rav Hai holds that if I have injury here, right? So why if I have one sirka here attached to the...
You want to say he looks at different entities?
What? I didn't say anything yet. Right, meaning what? Meaning that what? I have here... Right, and therefore what? So what does that do to these other sirkas? Right. So what does he actually... So what does he see? So what does he see? He sees... Right. Okay. No. That's the easy way to go. What Isaac's saying is the easy way. But the Etor is saying what? But why should it... But it still contains this. So why should it be okay?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, but why? Why? Why all of a sudden now is he comfortable going...
It doesn't.
He says Ruba Kakula. You have to go with that. He says Rove. Go by Rove. Why? I know, but... Okay, but... Fine. Okay. But I want to say, what does he mean by Rove here? He's saying that... What you're saying so far? What do you mean by Ruba Kakula here?
Is he identifying the cause? Is he defining the cause?
More than that, what's he saying by Rove?
I'm saying it's after the how you find location.
Fine, okay, fine. I'll accept that. You'll see what I'm saying. It's basically the same thing. In other words, but the Ether is brilliant. The Ether is saying that he agrees with this idea, right? The Ether agrees that there's positive evidence of injury, positive evidence of no injury. What's he saying here? He's saying that if I have evidence of injury here, what can I say? What does Rove tell me I can say? What? Right, meaning I can define this as being injured too. I mean, I can say there's evidence, even though there's no visual evidence, but I can apply the evidence of this to here also. Okay, that's his chiddush. He's saying if I have actual evidence, no evidence and evidence, that's one thing. But if I have a stream of evidence, okay, it's a good question, how many? But if I, well, he's rogue. But if I have a stream of evidence, right, I have the right to say, and this is, if you think about it, he's agreeing with the Havamina of this, right, in this situation. You understand? He's agreeing with the Havamina of Rav Haigon in this situation. He's saying that if I have visual evidence, I can now say, and what does Rove tell me? Rove tells me I can apply the evidence to here also. That's the only thing I'm trying to say differently. As I'm saying, the Rove Ruba here applies insofar as my ability to attribute evidence to a certain spot, even though there's no actual evidence there. What do you mean we don't see that? He wants it all.
Yeah,
Mem Ches Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the top. So what do you do if you have this abnormal attachment of lung wall? Hei Chiyav Dinan, Amar Rabba.
Amar Rabba, Rabbin Bar Sheva, as for Ali,
Maisinan, Sakina,
Sakina the Chalish,
Umufarkinola. So Rabba says that Rabbin taught him what? He said, I'll tell you, take this sharp knife, and you slice right in between the lung and the wall. In other words, you cut right in between right at the point of attachment. Okay? So then now he says, we've done that wrong already. Reusa
b'dofen.
Ve'ilo. Machmas reyahi utrefa. Oh. Ve'afal gav delo ka mafka zika. Okay, those are going to be problematic words. What does that mean?
And even so.
Good, so far so good. What does that mean? Someone tell me.
Even if it doesn't create bubbles.
No, he didn't say that yet. It said, the first word line is like that. It says, who? Utrefa. The alpha gav de lo kam mafka zika. And even though what?
Even though it doesn't create bubbles.
No, not bubbles. There's no what? No air is coming out. What does that mean? We don't know yet. Okay. Now, Rav Nechemia says,
how do you say air?
Zika. Rav Nechemia bray Rav Yosef.
Rav Yosef, Badika.
Badikla.
Badikla.
Bibshuri. So, how would he examine it? This way. You put the lung into a bucket of water, and you blow through the trachea. And if you see bubbles, what can you say?
How do you say bubbles?
Is the lung very delicate?
I don't know. Obviously not. I don't know. Tony, in a very good way, stumbled upon. Here's the question. Okay, could you take a step back? Okay? I don't know. One second. You guys are saying good. No, you say this. Right? The question is like this. Look. What are the two methods to check? Okay? What's method one? Rubber says what? Knife method, right? And what does Rechania say?
The
Abbas-based
method.
Bubbles. Now, I ask you, tell me something before we look at the actual Rishonim. Does the Gemara make any other comment about this?
No.
So now you're stuck. Wait, what are you supposed to say? What are the possibilities you could say here? Before you look at the Rishonim.
One or the other.
What? Oh. Is it one or the other? Knife? Bubbles.
Two methods.
Yoni said, is he saying, I do this and then do this? That's what you were saying.
Wait, I thought...
Right? You're saying, why would a guy do bubbles if he cut it already? Right? Do you say it's either or? Do you say I can do knife or bubbles? Is one of them more machmer than the other?
No. I have a shiloh.
We'll find out soon.
If you misir over a hole,
maybe. But this is in a sirch. This is in that kind of case. You're talking about sirch on the lawn. I don't know.
I thought we were talking about. What are you talking about?
Are they
judging
the same
thing? What?
I don't want to give something away yet. Yeah. Yes, Yosef Haim. Hold on. Okay. You guys like we're showing them? This is right up your alley. Okay. No, it's welcome our ulcerations. They're on top of the lung. Guys, look at Rashi. Badigla
b'pshure. Where's the hole? Oh, badigla b'pshure.
There you go.
La'achar be'firukava.
Shepiruka umatsumaka b'dofen. So this is what Yoni's saying you shouldn't do. Rashi says, what do you do? After I separate the wall from the lung, right, and I see there's a maka in the dofen, I see there's an injury in the wall, according to Rashi. I see the injury in the wall. Guess what? I can't just rely on the injury in the wall. I got to go further. I got to do the bubble technique. Right? Yeah. Mivat... Go, Akiva. Maya Trefa Share Nikva. Okay? If what? If there's some bubbles that come out, if you see bubbles come out, then you have to say it's Trefa. Okay? Stop, that's it. We did Rashi. Okay, Chidushi Rashba. Vamrinan.
Vamrinan, Rav Nachmiya Badikla Bevshure. Klomar
Machmir Ba. So, meaning what? Meaning Rava would hold. Was it Rava would hold what? No, look at me. Rebbe would hold knife. Rav Nachem, yeah, that's knife. Knife, yeah.
Actually, I make beautiful tea, so you know.
Knife. You know Mark Wachowski's artist?
What? Yes. Knife. Okay. Rubber holds what? Akiva, rubber holds.
It's
not clear. No, rubber holds knife is sufficient.
Yeah.
What does Rav Nechemya holds?
Bubbles.
And knife. First, I separate it. Yeah. If I see maka bedofen, what do?
Blowhole.
Then I got to go to the blowhole technique.
Are blowing bubbles like really inconvenient? Or?
It's an extra step. I gotta meet my kosher's deadline, right? Dr. Lloyd Tucker is waiting for the animal, right? And now to go to take the extra step of doing another bedika, like, well, this should be sufficient. Rava says if I see a mak on the dolphin, Kornarashi, I'm good to go. But Nechemya says no. If I see a mak of a dolphin, what do I have to do?
Bubbles.
The bubble technique. That's two good. Steps.
Okay.
Go on. Well, let me just finish Rashma. The filu.
But the ika mak of the dolphin lo machshire.
Law, Ella Babadika.
What's that,
so even if I machshirin in law.
Oh,
so wow. even if I see a maka bedofen, which we said before, and see Raf, you should be going nuts about this. Didn't we say before that if I see a maka bedofen, I'm good to go? Yeah. Appears not. Appears a maka bedofen is not enough. I have to go further and check to see if there's a hole in the lung.
Why? What's this idea?
I don't know. That's a great question. Right?
Ella.
Bibadika, kachmer shrashi, zal behedja, drevchenya machmir, how you live doka, filu bedika maka bedofen. So let's get that clear. Rashi holds what?
Rabbi, you're a pretty good reader.
I know I am. So what does Rashi hold? Okay. Well, let's get it clear. Okay, Rashi. Okay? It's okay. Rashi. So Rashi says, according to Rava, knife, right? According to Rav Nechemya, what do I have to do? Knife, right. Knife plus bubbles. Even if maka the dolphin. Okay?
I don't understand how far the Rabban's way learning out this idea.
You have the same facts as I do. Okay.
I know.
Now look, read the Rush.
I'm sure at first you didn't understand either.
I did not. I was confused. What does the Rush say? Hilkach. Don't worry.
Lo
mechsharinan.
Lo mechsharinan. Ella.
The Rush says the same thing. That I can.
This is Rish.
It means there's a guy in the bottom.
It seems like we're going from
the Rabban's way of learning out, not from the Tosafot. Hold on. Yeah, appears that way. Yeah. So the Rush says what? The Rush says that even if there's a maka bedofen, I can't make it kosher without nefecha. Meaning, according to Nechemya, he's not just being machmir. He's going further than saying machmir. I mean, this is the Rush explaining what machmir here means. He's saying that if I don't do, it's not just being machmir. This is a process, and it will be incomplete if I didn't do nefecha. If I didn't do bubbles, then I can't say I've done a complete bedika. Okay, keep going.
Behind
the kamar of Nechemya.
Behind the kamar of Nechemya, braid the Rav Yosef Vadik Bevshure Venofach.
Kadesh Yargish Menekev called to who?
Yeah.
So I blow into it to see if there's any hole, right? Inami. Right. So since the Rea is close to the wall, Nisrach Krum Shalah, right? Melichos Hadofen. So the membrane on top of it, right, is very it's like weak. Due to the liquid that's by the wall, below poshri yinakev akrum. And if I didn't blow on it, right, I didn't blow hard, well, what happened? There wouldn't be meaning that I got to reveal the hole that's there.
Do we have a
crumb
here?
A membrane, yeah. There's a little membrane on there, but the membrane may be covering up what's actually a hole. So why do I have to use the bubble technique? I got to expose the potential hole that's there.
If there's a membrane, it'll still leak bubbles.
Exactly. Okay, good. Perhaps not. Yes, you're very correct about that. Yes. What don't you follow? Well, Yosef Chaim. Rashi holds that Rava would say using a knife is sufficient. Rav Nechemya would say I must use both the knife method and the bubble method to say that this thing is kosher. So if I only use the knife method and I don't use the bubble method, even if I see a maka bedofen, treif. Bad news. All right. All right. So the riff says, "How do you check? What do? You take the sharp knife, right, and you cut it. You split it up. Midofen. Right. V'nafchinan la, but we only use the blowing technique. Ilo mafka zika machmas dofen hu. Meaning what? This is the tricky part. Ukshira. The wind. V'ileka maka bedofen machmas reya. He v'afagad lo mafka zika trefa. Okay. I don't want to explain the riff saying in English yet. There's a big problem with the riff that a lot of the Rishonim pick up on. Sharp. It's a sharp knife. I know. Who's missing in the riff? Rechanda. I know, but he doesn't mention Rechanda's name. Okay. So look at the Rashba. Look at the next Rashba there. Alfasi Zal, Garis. No, Garis. Garis. We did Greece in already. Right. V'chileka maka bedofen machmas reyahu. Mafka zika trefa. And if I see, if there's no maka bedofen, right? We say it's from the lung. Why? Even if there's no wind coming out. Why? V'lo icy divrei Rav Nechemia klal. But never mentions meaning that there's no air coming out of the lung. Just relax. Hold on. V'lo icy divrei Rav Nechemia klal. And he doesn't mention Rav Nechemia at all. Shmaiti, because he wants you to learn this way. So he brings up a couple of possibilities, but here's the one I want to focus on. Akiva. Inami sphirole. Maybe the riff holds like this. So wait, let me finish this first. Since there's no injury on the wall, and therefore it's made to break off from the side of the lung, tisparek. It will split. Why? Lefi. Because it's very weak. And it's made to tear. V'yikra krum. Upaslina la. Nata. Moshe kasa the mala. Okay. Rav Nechemia azulba la hakel. Bibshuri. Okay, what does that mean? Because he's saying what? He's saying, let's say I do what? What's Rav Nechemia saying? No, if during the right, no, it was like this. The knife test, right, can sometimes be what?
Defective,
inconclusive. Okay, it could be inconclusive. So therefore, what do you do if it's inconclusive? What? Just saying what he's saying. The knife test could be inconclusive. So therefore, it can be. What? Oh, right. Because right. Because when you're cutting, what can happen?
You may accidentally cut the krum.
Right.
The sphere away. The age should I continue reading?
No, hold on one second. Sorry, hold on one second. Because he says like this. Here it is. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Go on. Mikol makom. Sfirulei dekshera. Vinami sfirulei dein sircha b'lo nekev. Vafilach even ikal lemisli menekev adofen talya. Okay, now, so the riff is saying this. The riff is saying is that the knife test can only take you so far. Okay, Rava likes a knife test, right? What is Rav Nechemia come along and saying? What? The riff. Right. So if I use the knife test, and for whatever reason, we'll get to tomorrow with a little bit. If I use the knife test, if I use the knife test and I'm unable to ascertain any information from the knife test, it turns out there's another method you can use.
What?
It's messy. It's like I don't know. Whatever.
So it's something. It's not an idea of knife and bubbles. The knife. It's just bubbles. Knife. It doesn't work.
No. Oh, 1 second. But no, that's not true. Because if the knife method is what?
Well, if you hold that, you do that.
That no, no. 1 second. If the knife method is conclusive, do I have to use the bubble method?
What? Conclusive means something. You find something, but if you cut everything, then you can never be sure.
No, no, no. There, sometimes when I do the knife test. It's clear. Listen. Sometimes I do a knife test, it's 100% clear what's going on. And sometimes when I do, a knife test, it's unclear. All right? It depends on the situation. So when the Chaim is saying, it turns out, but if it was inconclusive, what would you say if it's inconclusive? It's treif. So it turns out we have another method of checking. So first use a knife method. If that doesn't work, then use the bubble method. What? Ah, that's a good question. Why not go with the bubble method first?
Why not?
Good question.
It's like if someone breaks their finger, give them an X-ray, or give them an MRI.
Okay. Yeah, but what if they have ligament damage?
Listen.
We're in Israel.
Halakha doesn't address it.
Okay.
It sounds like saying that the only case that the knife works.
Look at the Ramban on top. And the Ramban echoes the riff also. He says,
Nechemia,
Berei de Rav Yosef.
Nechemia, Berei de Rav Yosef. The Badik, Lav, of Shura Yesh, Lefarish. The Plig.
The Palag Aleh de Rava.
The Palag Aleh de Rava.
The Inami.
Likam Akhbedofen. E. Lo.
Mivatz Bitsok Shera. So if there's no mak on the dofen, as long as there's no air coming out, it'll still be kosher. Now one more shita. The Ramban, wait, look at the last one, number three. The Ramban. Now this is the most fascinating shita. The Ramban has another shita, the easiest one to understand. The Ramban says there's an old girsa be'echad miksav yad nechtav kan gilyon, right? So there's a he found like on the on the margins of an old manuscript the following halakhic position, right? Right. Umistavra del Rav Nechemia. Who had in? So anytime there's a sircha on the rea, and there's no shehiba makom shein nekev posulba, right? Velesle sircha poselas ela baoni lahadadi. Okay, fine. So that, you only have the situation of a sircha being a problem when it's an intra lung sircha. Okay. What's the second? Skip ahead a little bit. He says v'kevan dekayim alon karava uka avimi kul sirchei talin nebreya v'lo talin makam acher. Oh, 1 second. I'm sorry. Go see. Look what he says. V'yesh lefarish. Okay, sorry. So yesh lefarish shehi meaning the blowing method bedika acheres. Sheim lo badak besakina dechar pume veotzia v'lo nade imesh makam bedofen ve'im makam bedofen bodkin esareya v'pshuri. Okay? Meaning what? Meaning what's he saying? There's a third way of learning. So the first way of learning is saying that Rav Nechemia is machmir. The second way of learning is saying that if the knife method's inconclusive, I have another method I can use. Or what's the only logical possibility? No. That's the first way of learning. There's an option. I have an option. I can use either the... No, I have the right to choose either. Whereas Rav and Rav Nechemia aren't arguing. The Riff is saying this. The Riff is saying that. What's the Riff saying? The Riff saying is that.
Tobacco.
Right, yeah, exactly. Shuri is. That's the way of putting it. Bubbles is a backup.
So
Rav Nechemia is a chiddush. Rav is not. Rav Nechemia is not arguing with Rav. Rav Nechemia is coming along. The backup. There you go. Okay, that he's saying that it's a backup, meaning Rav Nechemia is not arguing Rava. He's just mentioning, by the way, there's another method that's available in case the knife method doesn't work. Okay, not that Rava would argue on him. And the third one's saying that I can use either one, either Vidika, either way. I can use Rava's method, or I can use Rav Nechemia's method. No, the Ramban's saying that that's this shita. He's saying no. I can choose which way I want to. I can only deal with the facts in front of me. I don't have to separate it out from the. I don't use a knife to separate it from the wall. I cut the piece of the wall out, take it with the lung. Yeah, still there. So now, another fun logical puzzle. We have three possibilities, okay?
Really,
what?
It's two with a scoring system.
There's even three.
Go on, even the five way is two.
That's true.
Except for Baby Circus.
Maybe. There's, you're right. There will be two in the end. But anyway. Okay, Rashi holds knife, right? And Rav Nachemi holds knife plus bubbles, okay? Riff holds bubbles as a backup. And the third way of learning is the Ramban, who quotes an old gear, so it says either way. Now, someone mentioned this before. Which there is a fourth possibility that's for some reason not on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think you said
bubbles
that.
And then the backup.
Okay, right. Okay, good. It's true. What?
What did he say?
Well, that's already done here. Okay. Yeah, that's according to Rav Nachemi.
No,
that's number two. No, what you really mean to say is, why not just use bubbles alone?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that you said the same one. You
can't use bubbles. Well, that's
why? Why? Why can't you? Because we use that technique elsewhere.
No, Ramban, what you can do either way.
Yeah, okay. Then why isn't there a possibility that just says do bubbles by itself?
The third one. Because then why would you need bubbles to be excluding the second?
Okay.
Yeah,
bubbles is the third one.
Yeah, but that's the third
one. No, but third one is I have a choice, right?
This one's saying that you can't use
bubbles. What? I should just use the bubbles because, okay, right, I'm trying not to cheat. I should just use the bubbles. But that doesn't exist.
Yep, okay, you have to be smart about using
that. I agree. All right.